It's Rocket and Teresa on Mix 93.3.
Well, good morning, Kansas City. We made it. It is Friday. Why are you ready for this weekend? Drop us a text all day long, 816-476-7093. I got to tell you, I'm super excited for this weekend. The number one athlete in the world is here in Kansas City. Sporting KC, we talk about the KC Current, what a great women's soccer team in the stadium. Mm-hmm. But we're talking Messi is in town for tomorrow night's game, not at Sporting Park, Arrowhead Stadium.
I'm so excited for you, Rocket. So what time are you heading out to the stadium?
Okay, here's the deal. I thought I'd be able to get a ticket. So I call our boss, great guy. And I say, hey, man, listen, I know it's tough. You know, things are busy, but I'll pay for it. I just need, you know, a pair of tickets, maybe even one. He just kind of just laughed at me and then just hung up. Kind of like...
Did you ever just try and buy them on your own?
I looked at them. They are very expensive. Just like a ticket, single ticket is going for like $350 for just a ticket.
Yikes.
Yeah, and then that's just a decent ticket. They're everywhere. I mean, it's a big stadium. But to see and watch the greatest player to ever play the soccer game here at Arrowhead Stadium when the World Cup's going to be, it's super exciting to be in Kansas City.
I feel like my whole life there's been so many passionate soccer fans in Kansas City, and it's not until the last few years that they've really been able to celebrate and just be more out in the public with the Current and now this. It's amazing.
Well, wouldn't it be fun to see it full for a soccer game, Rocket? Remember when we first moved here and we would go see...
Oh, my gosh.
It was the Wizards at the time. Yeah. They played at Arrowhead. And there just weren't as many fans out there to fill it up.
Not even close. I think maybe, 2000?
I just remember we had a free suite from work, and Chase was a toddler, and he was just running all over the entire stadium. And like, nobody cared because he was just running around.
You knew where he was.
Yeah.
He could be 100 yards away, but hey, I'm super excited. I got my Messi shirt on. And as a soccer fan to you out there, I know there's a lot of you. Somebody text me this. Do I root for Messi or do I root for Sporting?
You root for Sporting. Hello.
No, I'm just... No, hear me
out
on this.
The fact that you have to ask, do I need to slap you? Because I would really enjoy it.
No, why would I not give anything to see Messi, the greatest soccer player to ever play the game, score a goal? That's a dream. Mm-mm. That's why there's so many people going to this game.
Rocket, no.
That is a tricky question,
but it's a true question.
I think it's okay for you to watch and appreciate his talent, but you can't root for his team.
No. They didn't. No, but it's happened here before. When David Beckham came to town, people cheered when he scored.
No, we don't root for David Beckham. We enjoy him sexually.
Whoa.
We don't root for him.
Gosh.
We admire him from afar.
That went way south.
And we want to watch him dance to Islands in the Stream, but we do not want him to score.
His wife is really asking all of us to Google him. The pictures she posts on Instagram of him doing push-ups or of him just in his little panties, she wants us to have inappropriate, unclean thoughts.
Well, the answer is, Rocket, if you would like to Google Messi sexually, that's fine. Don't root for him
team
to score.
Team-wise, us.
Team KC, baby.
I get that. But I'm also, Messi was one of the best players to ever play, is the best player to ever play the game.
Where do you live, Rocket?
I live in Kansas City.
Do you live in Miami?
But I'm wearing a Messi shirt.
Do you live in Miami?
No, but David Beckham, by the way, did you know him and his wife are part owner in this team?
Yes, we knew that. We've all seen the documentary. Again, we Google his body constantly. What do you not understand about what we're saying to you?
Look, I guarantee you I'm not the only fan out here that would want to see Messi score a goal at Arrowhead Stadium.
We never said you were.
Let me just remind you that Rocket is also the same guy who years and years ago, when I think there was a KU-MU game, he actually had a shirt made that said, "Everybody wins."
I said MU or KU because my daughter was deciding which school she wanted to go
to. But everybody can't win, Rocket. We're going to root for Kansas City, and then you can just appreciate Messi.
By the way, if you're going to the game, enjoy. We did find out that it's going to be on Apple TV, but you have to get a season pass.
The MLS pass.
Yeah, to watch the game, which is not bad. It's $12.99 a month, and I was talking to Teresa about this off air, and she goes, "Well, just get the month, watch the game, and cancel."
Yeah, I don't think anyone has contracts anymore. If any service is showing a movie or something you want, you pay for it for a month, you watch it, and then you cancel.
I think, too, this weekend is going to be so beautiful. If you can't afford tickets to the actual game, go to a patio somewhere and just watch the game.
No other pub is the official watch place.
Yeah, it's not going to be on TV.
Yeah, no other pub
is
there.
You can't go. Yeah.
I didn't know they had official pub partners. They have an official pub network, apparently.
Yeah, with the games.
Yes.
It's pretty cool. But if you want to get out with your family, do something different, we're going to start this right now on our show. This is going to happen all day today.
Yeah, it's Free Ticket Friday, and we've got a 4-pack of tickets for you and your family to go to Worlds of Fun. We'll do it every hour today to celebrate their opening day on May 4th. To get that first four-pack of the day, just call now, 816-476-7093.
Can you believe it's already time to go to the ballparks? I mean, the parks, the ride rides?
Yes, I can, because the weather is absolutely gorgeous outside.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
This is Jason.
Hey, Jason, man. Here's what you get.
You get a four-pack of tickets to Worlds of Fun to celebrate their opening day coming up on May 4th.
Oh, that's awesome.
You bet, man. Hey, enjoy your weekend. I'm going to put you on hold real quick. We'll come back and get all your info. Let's go to break with Jack Harlow, Love It On Me, and we'll come back with Tabloid in about 12 minutes.
Yeah, a place where you couldn't enjoy her music, you now can. I'm talking about Taylor Swift.
Good morning, Kansas City. Happy Friday. Pretty excited around here because the weather is going to be so nice to get out and enjoy it. We also started something cool today. Every single hour, if you and your family want to get out and have some fun, how about Worlds of Fun is opening up? So we have a four-pack coming up after 7 o'clock.
All right, so in tabloid trash this morning, obviously the biggest story yesterday is the passing of O.J. Simpson at the age of 76. He had cancer. He was an NFL star, sports announcer, and actor, but probably most known around the world for being acquitted of the 1994 murders of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ronald Goldman. And I think anyone who was around at that time, you could say, where were you that night of the infamous white Bronco chase? And they can tell you exactly. I can picture myself standing in my living room watching that. I saw a lot of people sharing where were you stories yesterday. Taylor Swift, her music is back on TikTok amid an ongoing dispute between Universal Music Group and the social media platform. So in January, remember that anything that was part of Universal was removed, which is the funniest thing because you just see all these videos with no music. They're just all muted.
Yeah. And it's back now.
A lot of them don't work. Well, some of it is back, not all of it. But yeah, some of it is back. And we don't really know why. We're thinking, we know that she owns her music, but it is distributed by Universal. So some are thinking maybe she just struck up a deal with TikTok to promote her new album because the Tortured Poets Department comes out April 19th. So it might be some kind of an agreement where like, hey, allow my music to be there and we're doing this. I don't know. But there have been several other artists that their music is coming back. So it's almost like one by one, they're kind of negotiating deals. Is that what you think, Rocket?
I don't know. It's just, to me, it's kind of hard for the normal person to even figure stuff like that out.
Yeah. I still enjoy watching the muted videos. And the first trailer is being released for the third season of Bridgerton. The new episodes will focus on Penelope and Colin, and the third season will feature 8 episodes split into 2 parts. So the first half will be on May 16th on Netflix, and then the final part of the season will premiere on June 13th, and it looks steamy. That's your tabloid trash brought to you by Lean Kitchen. Save time and money with healthy grab-and-go meals that are delicious from Lean Kitchen KC. They're locally owned, and they have 4 locations, leankitchenkc.bottle.com.
Mix 93.3's $1,000 thank you. We'll give you a keyword right at 7 for your chance to win the money. Tyla, water. Good morning, Casey. Happy weekend. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. The weather, guys, like 70 today in the 80s, Saturday and Sunday. I got to tell you, yesterday, beautiful day, very windy. I was on the patio, and for the first time in a long time, I got to tell you, I watched the entire Royals game, the day game. They look good. Your husband told me a while back, he goes, Rocket, they did some movement. The Royals are going to be better this year, and what a nice win over Houston. 7 in a row. Way to go, KC Royals.
Yep. Let's talk about some of the local things trending. I know, speaking of sports, you're excited about the Sporting KC game at Arrowhead tomorrow.
Yes.
You're excited to see Messi. Other things trending, Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice is in custody after he surrendered to police yesterday in Texas. The 23-year-old is facing 8 felony charges for his role in the March 30th road race on a Dallas highway. The owner of a bakery in Leavenworth is asking customers to eat their cookies very carefully after she lost her $4,000 diamond from her ring in the dough, possibly. It was in dough that was made last Friday and still has not been found. This is Dawn Monroe.
I looked down at my hand and the center diamond is gone, banging the bowls and the pans. So we kind of went back to the kitchen and looked around. I was crying and all he could say is, you still have me. That made it all better. It's 36 years on this hand, but I would definitely make it worth your while bringing it back.
Now, when you have jobs like that, correct me if I'm wrong, isn't that why women wear different like bands?
Well, I thought you
like a rubber band.
I would
band.
Take my rings off and wear gloves, but
yeah, the glove thing is interesting. I don't know if I would trust customers to return the ring. I mean, if I'm eating a cookie and there's a diamond ring inside, Maybe my brain goes to the place if we sell this. I don't know. I don't want to put that on me.
I get it.
Wow, Tara. I'm so disappointed in you.
If I didn't know it was hers, it would feel like a gift from God.
The Golden Bachelor, Jerry Turner, and his new bride, Teresa, have announced they are already filing for divorce. And a girl in California posted a video that's gone viral. It's her mom doing a very important Zoom meeting and realized, you know, if it's an important meeting, we probably shouldn't put the dog's water bowl so close to the computer.
Oh, jeez.
You're hearing my dog.
That's very
loud. That would drive me crazy.
That's what's trending on Mix.
All right, we're minutes away from giving you a chance to win $1,000 as we start a Friday. We'll tell you more right at 7. Sabrina Carpenter, Feather. Happy Friday, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Tracy show. Educating you one trivia question at a time. Ever since we started this new rules with our trivia, have we gotten an answer on the first question ever?
No.
We haven't, have we?
We no. haven't. It's kind of fun. And we've had a lot of people texting in saying they're learning something every day. Today for trivia, we actually have a pair of tickets to see Glass Animals August 31st at Azura Amphitheater. You just have to answer one trivia question right. And like Rocket said, we've switched it up a little bit now. So every caller gets a different question. It's a little bit more fun for everyone.
Yesterday,
and Rocket.
I know. I'll give time. Yesterday, I'm watching the Royals game with some friends on a patio. And they were like, dude. You realize how miserable I was wanting to know the answer to the questions that were wrong? And they were mad at me.
It's just so funny because you made such a big deal out of it. And then you forgot to let us give the answers to the unanswered questions.
So I promise you, I'll slow down this time. Here we go.
I don't believe you.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Amanda.
Hi, Amanda. Here is your question. Hi. Statistically, this improves your chances of getting a promotion at work. What is it?
Bam. Sorry. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Sienna.
Sienna, which tennis player has won the most Grand Slam titles in the men's singles category?
Mike Moustakas?
Nope.
Did you say Mike Moustakas?
She did. It's okay.
Okay. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Chelsea.
All right, which person famously said, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself?
Jim Carrey.
Nope. That is a good guess, though.
Sorry.
That was a really
it
great
is a
impression,
person.
Tara.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Caitlin,
are you ready?
Yes.
Which band had hits like Sweet Child of Mine and Welcome to the Jungle?
I don't know.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
This is
Skylar. Hi, Skylar. Can you turn your radio down, hon?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
How many years are in a century and a half?
150.
Good job!
Yay!
You did it. You get a pair of tickets to see.
I'm calling, and I'm so embarrassed that I've missed it so many times.
Well, today's your day, sister. You get a pair of tickets to see Glass Animals.
You're more than welcome. I'm so happy you got it. Way to go.
I'm so excited.
I love that. It's going to be a great concert. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll come back and get all your info. All right. So the answers you did not get correct.
Yes. Statistically, this improves your chances of getting a promotion at work. It's smiling.
Oh, too bad for us.
I know. I have really bad RBF to the max. Which tennis player has won the most Grand Slam titles in the men's singles category? The answer is Roger Federer. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself was said by Franklin D. Roosevelt. And which band had hits like Sweet Child of Mine and Welcome to the Jungle, Guns N' Roses?
There you go. Let's take a break. We're going to go play some Beyonce, play some Texas Hold'em. And you have a new term you want to get out to
us? Well, it's a new trend that I think is going to really catch on. It has to do with your health and walking.
Good morning, KC. It's a Rocket and Tricia show on a Friday. Let's just get right into this, shall we?
Apparently, this has become a trend.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was a thing, and so I would like to know if this is the kind of walking that you do.
About 60 minutes after we've eaten, we put on our running shoes and off we go. Now, why do we do this? Well, we eat a lot of fiber, so we have gas. Everybody does. And, you fart when you walk, so that's why I named it that. But the main reason that we do the fart walks is because by walking for as little as 2 minutes, we should walk for about 10, 15, 20, but not really quickly. It's more of a moderate walk. We are helping reduce our chances of developing type 2 diabetes. So Sign yourself up for fart walks.
Fart walks.
Fart walks. Apparently, a GI doctor even weighed in and said that your fart walks don't need to be very long. Even 5 or 10 minutes can be helpful. When you are moving, your GI tract is also moving. There needs to be motion to help move the food along. So they're specifically going out and walking so that they will actually pass gas?
Somebody please call me and tell me that this is a thing, that you have done it, or text the same number, 816-476-7093. Tara, you had heard about this before?
Yeah, I've been seeing it all over social media for the last couple weeks, and we have these people commenting like, aren't all walks a fart walk?
No. I see, this would actually make me hurt because I'm very uptight about that. My mom taught me you just don't do that in public, and so I would just be bloated and hurting all the way home.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi. I used to work at a nursing home, and after lunch, we would all take the residents on a walk around the building, sometimes outside.
Yeah.
What did we call it? Oh, my God. I remember what we called it, but it was because to help them move their stuff around so that they could pass gas naturally. Because you know how hard it is when you get older, and sometimes it's harder for others. And so we used to, I called them meal walks, but you know what they are.
Yeah,
fart walks.
We're all friends here.
Yeah, thank you.
Trying to move those bells.
Good morning, Mitch. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Walking for farts is absolutely a thing. I had surgery, and whenever, you know, they put, like, if you have abdominal surgery, they pump your gut full of gas,
right?
Like, so they have access to everything. That's what they tell you to do. If you have gas pain in your chest or stomach, walk, 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 walk. That's the advice. And then you're just walking and tooting.
So when I see people having a beautiful evening stroll, it's not like a romantic thing. They're just getting out there passing gas all over my streets.
They might just be gassing it up on your streets, Teresa.
I like what you just said, walking and tooting. Sounds like a country song.
Just
I'm just walking.
Yeah, you gotta walk.
And just a tooting. Thank you.
Just tooting and a walking.
I like how she was immediately on board with you, Rocket. You guys became instant best friends.
A walking and a tooting. All right. So if you want to get out and enjoy this nice weather, it's going to be 82 to 85 Saturday and Sunday. We have something we're going to do all day long today.
Yeah, we do. It's Free Ticket Friday. We're going to be giving away 4 packs of tickets to go to Worlds of Fun every hour today. Your next chance is when,
now,
Rocket?
Right now.
Right this second.
It's call happening now.
816-476-7093.
Something fun to go out and enjoy what we have here in Kansas City. Good morning, Mix. Who's this? Going once? Are you there? Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Becky,
you're the winner.
Yay!
Yeah, you get a 4-pack of tickets to go to Worlds of Fun to celebrate their opening day, which is coming up on May 4th.
Congratulations.
Wonderful. Thank you.
You bet. Enjoy the nice weather and the weekend and enjoy Kansas City. When we come back in about 12 minutes.
We have a kind of shocking breaking news this morning about a reality show divorce.
Good morning, KC. Happy Friday. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. I do want to welcome a lot of people in from around the surrounding states. They're here for one reason, to watch the greatest soccer player to ever play the game will be at Arrowhead Stadium tomorrow night. I tried to get tickets. I called our GM, and he laughed at me and hung up on me. They're very expensive, so Messi will be in town, Miami playing, Sporting Kansas City. Super excited. I know people are coming from all over to watch this game. I told you guys, I am just divided because I want to see Messi score. I'm wearing a Messi shirt. This is history.
And Teresa, does he play for Sporting KC, Rocket?
No, he doesn't.
Then boo!
Now, Rocket, I coached you through this. It's okay for you to support Messi and appreciate his talent, but you have to root for Sporting.
I'll root for Sporting. I'm also going to root. If Messi scores, that's a once-in-a-lifetime. That's a once-in-a-lifetime thing for a person to see and
Boo.
Witness. So the game is Saturday.
All right, let's get to what's trending today. Of course, the biggest story that came down yesterday, O.J. Simpson, the former NFL star who was acquitted of murdering his ex-wife, Nicole, and her friend, Ron Goldman, in a televised trial that gripped the nation, has died of cancer. This is according to his family. He was 76 years old. Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice surrendered to police last night in Texas and is now facing charges for his role in the March 30th road race on a Dallas highway. And the Golden Bachelor, Jerry Turner, and his new bride, Teresa, have announced they are already divorced. divorcing after getting married on live television just 3 months ago.
Aww.
Yep, and that's what's trending on Mix.
Now, it is Friday, which means we have 50-50 deals up on our website where you can get a $50 gift card for just $25. But right now, you can text the word food to 816-476-7093 to possibly win a $50 gift card to Union on the Hill for free. It's Union on the Hill in downtown Kansas City. They've got the best home cooking comfort food in KC. So again, text the word food to 816-476-7093.
Welcome to your Friday. It's a Rockin' and Teresa show. Daniela, why are you ready for the weekend?
Because we are getting married tomorrow.
Woo! How exciting.
Who's the lucky guy?
I'm right here. It's Big Mike.
Big Mike. What's up, buddy?
I love it.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Not much. Congratulations. You guys sound both very, very excited.
Very excited. Yes, yes. We're happy. Very happy and excited to have a great weekend.
Yeah.
With a lot of family and friends.
I love that. Are you guys going to go anywhere, or are you going to wait till later to take a honeymoon?
Well, I think we're going to wait till later. Something's planned in the works, I should say, but with owning your own company, it's hard.
I get it, man.
We'll make time.
Hey, we'll keep us informed, okay?
Yes, we will.
Congratulations and enjoy your weekend.
Text us a photo or something.
Yes, we will.
All right, later, Big Mike.
Thank you so much.
Later, brother.
Congrats.
816-476-7093. Why are you ready for this weekend? And if there are little kids out there, I'd love to hear from you. Like I told you, I am so excited. I'm like a little kid right now. I'm so pumped that Messi is coming to Arrowhead. The Sporting KC is playing Miami. And I'm just pumped because this is one of the greatest soccer players to ever play.
It's going
to
be so exciting. Where are your seats again?
I don't have seats.
You'll get some. I believe
no,
in you.
No, the boss laughed at me and hung up. Our general manager laughed.
Poor fella.
Yeah. Good morning, Mix. Why are you ready for the weekend?
Good morning.
Hey.
I just wanted to tell you guys have a wonderful weekend, and I enjoy listening to you guys Monday and Tuesday and Friday.
Thank you so much.
You have a good
Always
one, buddy.
Always good to talk to you. Take care.
Yes. Why are you ready for this weekend? Our phone number and the text number are the same. 816-476-7093.
Trisha says, I'm excited for the weekend because I fly out tomorrow for a girls' trip to Hawaii. Aloha, B-words. Emily says, my six-year-old said he's excited for the weekend because tomorrow he gets to have breakfast with SpongeBob, Patrick, and Squidward. Emily, please tell me more about that.
Yeah.
My daughter, she really likes SpongeBob. That's how she says it. There's like an F at the start, SpongeBob. And then Jessica says, we are ready for the weekend because that means nice weather and we get to go to the park again.
Speaking of the weather, you started talking about this midweek. What did you say, 86, 87 on Sunday?
Yeah, high of 81 tomorrow, high of 87 on Sunday. It's going to be a great weekend.
Yeah, and if you're going to take a road trip or drive anywhere, this is a great weekend to hang out with our friends at Hy-Vee this weekend, right?
Yeah, so the way it works is like whatever the high is on Sunday, like let's say it's 87, and then on Monday you buy $87 worth of groceries, you earn 87 cents off per gallon on your gas.
All right, coming up in just a few minutes, we have yet another chance for you to go to a music festival.
That's right. We got a 4-pack of tickets. That's a lie. It's a 2-pack of tickets to the 4th annual Tacos and Tequila Festival. That'll be with Who Am I coming up next.
Good morning, KC. It's a Rockin' and Teresa show. So I got to tell you what I did just a second ago. I left the studio because my phone, I'm like, you know how you have your weather on your app?
Yeah.
And it'll come up and it's so sunny on my phone. I'm like, whoa. So I decided to walk outside. It is gorgeous.
Is it?
Absolutely gorgeous. That's great. You know, the summer's going to be here before you know it. A lot of great things happen. And it's going to be a great weekend to get out and do whatever you want to do. And it's also getting close to going out and just enjoying time with your friends at a music festival, which is more than just music.
Yeah, it's so great. It's the 4th annual Tacos and Tequila Festival. It's coming up June 1st at Legends Field. There is going to be some amazing music like T-Pain, Ashanti, Chamillionaire, David Banner, Trick Daddy, Young Jock, Bubba Sparks, DJ Ashton Martin. But like Rocket said, there is so much more. They have got the best taco chefs, craft margaritas, exotic cars, wrestling, vendors, Chihuahua beauty pageant, photo ops, so many fun things. And to win a pair of tickets, all you have to do is listen to my audio clip and tell me, who am I? Call now to play 816-476-7093. Rocket, let's get someone on the phone first.
Without a doubt, let's go to line number this one, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
All day.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Nikki.
Nikki, are you ready? Okay, here we go.
You bonehead.
Who's that?
I didn't hear it.
Okay, one more.
You bonehead.
I have no idea.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Megan.
Megan, are you ready?
I don't know.
You bonehead.
Who's that?
I did not hear it. I was taking off speaker. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. We'll give you one more also.
You bonehead.
Oh, God. I don't know.
Okay.
It's okay.
Sorry. Good morning, Mix. Who's this? Kaylee, you ready?
Yes.
You bonehead.
Who's that?
That was a long. That was a long time ago when he was on. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi. Who is this?
The Bumblebee movie?
No, it's not the Bumblebee movie. We're looking for a specific person who was a late night host.
Good morning, Mix. Are you there? Good morning, Mix.
Good morning, Mix.
Who's this?
This is Cora.
Cora, who is this?
You bonehead.
Is it Rocket?
No.
Rocket does call us bonehead all the time.
It's someone that was a late night television host, and he's still everywhere today doing interviews and stuff, but he's no longer hosting.
Good morning, Mix. Who am I?
You bonehead.
Is it David Letterman?
Yes, great job. And today's actually his birthday. He's 77 years old today. So because you got that right, you get a pair of tickets to the 4th annual Tacos and Tequila Festival.
Awesome. I've always wanted to go.
Good.
Yeah, it's going to be a blast. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll come back and get all your info. All right, we're minutes away from our last look at tabloid.
Yes, a reality show divorce this morning and something very special that happened to the Kelce brothers last night. Made me swear.
Good morning, Kansas City. Happy Friday. It's Rockin' and Teresa Show. Picture perfect weather this weekend. Why not kick a weekend off with great weather and free money? You still have time to win $1,000.
That's right. And your 8 a.m. keyword is Tide, T-I-D-E. Let the tide roll in full of $1,000 just for you. Go to mix93.com and enter the keyword Tide.
All right, so last night it happened. Finally, Travis and Jason Kelce received their college degrees.
So cool.
In Cincinnati. Neither one of them were able to attend their actual graduation, so they were recording the New Heights podcast. It'll be the one we get next weekend or next week, and their mom and dad were there, the full cap and gown. The entire arena was full. I mean, it looked really fun. Do you know what their degrees are? Do either one of you know what they studied?
You know, I really don't, to be honest with you.
Jason has a marketing degree.
I believe that.
And then Travis got interdisciplinary studies.
So he got a degree that just got him through college.
Pretty much, probably, yeah.
It was so neat because just to see everybody there on the last podcast, Joe Burrow was there. There was some other guy that was on. I can't figure out who it was. He talked about, you know what? I never had a man make me cry till this podcast.
Oh, that was Little Dickie.
Yeah, that was so funny.
I'm like, oh my gosh, I think he's right.
Yeah, I love Little Dickie. Remember when we brought him in for Red, White, and Blue back when he was brand new?
Yep.
The Golden Bachelor, Jerry Turner, and his new bride, Teresa, announced that they are divorcing after only 3 months. This was from Good Morning America this morning.
I can't help but notice you're still holding hands.
Yes.
Did you fall out of love?
No.
No. I still love this person.
Yeah, it's
There's no doubt in my mind. I still am in love with her. I root for her every day.
It sounds like it was too hard on their families. They said that it was really about their families and their happiness. They would have had to relocate in order to live together. And it sounded like they just couldn't agree on where to go and where to move. And it was just causing too much turmoil,
that
I guess.
Sucks if you still like each other.
Yeah. Just a reminder, tomorrow, as Rocket said, Sporting Kansas City, hosting Miami. What's that little guy's name again, Rocket?
Oh, Messi and Suarez. Luis Suarez is going to be there. Now, I know you guys don't follow international soccer, but
I know who Messi is.
Well, and Suarez is not quite like Messi, but he's known as the vampire because he cheats and bites opponents.
Oh. Like in a sexy way?
No. Mean way.
Like, let me just gnaw on you a little bit?
Kind of.
Also, a reminder, Ryan Gosling is hosting Saturday Night Live tomorrow, and Chris Stapleton is the musical guest. That's your Tabloid Trash. It is brought to you by Lean Kitchen. They have 4 locations. They're locally owned. Just get all the details at leankitchenkc.bottle.com.
These beautiful things that I've got. How's it going, Kansas City? It's a Rockin' and Teresa Show. We made it. It is finally the weekend.
Yes, and that means we got to talk about our weekend watch list. We all know what Rocket's going to try and watch, and that is the game at Arrowhead. He won't be watching it in Arrowhead.
No, I don't have a ticket. I think the cheapest one I found was like $350. But you did tell me, because I do have Apple TV.
Yeah.
But you told me that I had to buy a subscription, right?
Well, I think you...
pass.
You know, actually, everything I'm seeing simply says Apple TV and not Apple TV Plus.
No, I got it on it. Not Plus. It's a pass. You have to buy...
It's the MLS pass.
Yes, but, but it's $12.99 for a month. And you said, why not just get it, watch the game? I might as well.
Yeah, nowadays they've kind of eliminated contracts. So you can just watch something like, you know, Outlander, when it comes on Stars, I'll just pay for it until I watch it and then I'll get rid of it.
I love the fact that it's going to be at Arrowhead and I want to watch it on TV because people are coming from all the surrounding states who are soccer fans to watch some of the greatest soccer players ever play the game.
In theaters, you have lots of choices. This creepy movie, Civil War, which is about obviously a civil war here in our country. Nick Offerman is the president who's going for a third term.
19 states have seceded.
The United States Army ramps up activity.
The White House issued warnings to the Western forces as well as the Florida Alliance.
The three-term president assures the uprising will be dealt with swiftly.
There's some kind of misunderstanding here.
What?
Well, you're American, okay?
Okay. What kind of American are you?
It looks so creepy. Kirsten Dunst. It looks really good, though.
Is it too soon?
I was joking with my husband. I'm like, I don't know. That's a little too close to home because I feel like our country's heading that direction. He's like, oh, it's not. And I'm like, I think you're living in a river of denial.
A river of denial.
Also, for people who used to love this movie, Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead, except this one has Nicole Richie in it. And what are you supposed to say?
I'm right on top of that, Rose.
Good job, Tara. On Paramount Plus today, you can start watching the Bob Marley One Love movie that's going to stream. And also Argyle, that's the one with Sam Rockwell and Bryce Dallas Howard, John Cena, Henry Cavill, Dua Lipa. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
So you can start watching that on Apple TV today, Rocket. So I don't have that one. I'll have to come to your house and watch that and soccer. On Netflix today, Strange Way of Life is a new Western starring Pedro Pascal. I'm sorry, a Western with Pedro Pascal?
It doesn't check out, and yet I'm going to watch every second of it.
It sounds incredibly sexy. And then just a reminder that Ryan Gosling, speaking of incredibly sexy, will host SNL tomorrow night. Chris Stapleton is the musical guest.
So it's going to be a great weekend, Kansas City. Welcome to the Rocket and Tracy Show. We're about to get out of here, but go out today or the next couple days. Enjoy the weather. Guys, the high is going to be on Sunday, 87 degrees.
Gorgeous.
And we talked about this earlier because, you know, Hy-Vee does so much for our show, and we want you to go and take advantage of Hy-Vee this weekend.
Yeah, they're doing that thing where on Sunday, whatever the high temp is, and like, let's say it's 87, then on Monday, you spend $87 worth of groceries, and then you get 87 cents off per gallon on your gas.
That makes so much sense because I filled my car up yesterday. I was telling you this morning. It's gone up a little bit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no.
I earn so much, and I know I have a small tank, but the other day I filled up my car, completely filled up, for $6.
Okay, see, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's just from buying groceries.
There you go. All right, before we get out of here, we always do this.
We like to slow down and take a second look.
Walking for farts is absolutely a thing. I had surgery. That's what they tell you to do if you have gas pain in your chest or stomach. Walk, 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 walk. That's the advice. And then you're just walking and tooting.
So when I see people having a beautiful evening stroll, it's not like a romantic thing. They're just getting out there passing gas all over my streets.
They might just be gassing it up on your streets, Teresa.
I like what you just said, walking and tooting.
It sounds walking
like,
and tooting.
Sounds like a country song. I'm just walking.
Yeah, you gotta walk and tooting.
Just a tooting.
Trademark, copyright, it's ours.
Kansas City, until Monday, have a wonderful weekend. You deserve it.
God bless.
Be kind.
Show's over.
And we're done.
We've already run out of time again.
And this is where we say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Don't say goodbye.
Who'd like to hang around and help clean up?
That ended well.
Rocket and Teresa and Tara in the morning. Mix 93.3.